You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today my very special guest is Dr. David Moss. He is a psychotherapist out of Atlanta, Georgia, and today we are going to learn a little bit about what he's doing to help the people of Atlanta. And Dr. Moss, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, John.
You're very welcome. We were speaking off the air about seasonal changes and some of the mental illnesses that come with the changing of the seasons, going back to school.
It isn't just mental illness. It really has to do with generally with a level of stress.
Right.
It's going to be handled by different people and different couples in different ways. But right now we're at the beginning of a stress calendar that actually starts with the outset of school.
In your practice, do you deal with children like adolescents, people maybe going into middle school, high school?
Yes, I do deal with high school kids, particularly kids that are getting ready to make decisions about what direction they're going to take as far as college is concerned.
Generally speaking, are these high school kids, are they brought in by their parents who want them to have some help, or are they coming in on their own?
It varies. If they've right. seen me before, they come in on their own. For example, I have a boy that, well, I've known him since he was born.
Wow.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I happen to be an Episcopal priest, so I baptized this guy.
Wow.
And as a matter of fact, I married his parents. I did the wedding service for their parents. So I've known this kid before he was born.
Right.
And he came to see me with when he was a senior in high school to make a decision about what college to go to. And after we made that decision and he went off to school, did well, but he decided to change majors and
right.
change schools, and he came back. And so now as a college kid, he's back dealing with the same phenomenon that confronted him earlier. And I think that this shows a level of sophistication on the part of a lot of people as far as counseling and psychotherapy
right.
go. It used to be that it was stigmatized.
Right.
Now, if we take a look at how people use psychology to handle stress, we begin to get a better picture of perhaps this is an avenue to maturity. And that's my take on it. I think that counseling and psychotherapy boil down to re-education of the self.
An opportunity to kind of look at yourself from a different vantage point.
Exactly. And sometimes when we look at ourselves from a different vantage point, we can see how there are predictable patterns that dominate our life, like the beginning of school. So, in about 4 weeks, the vacation-like nature of the summer will have gone.
Right.
And people will have settled into the routine of the academic calendar, which all of us are influenced by in one way or another. Either we've been through it or we have kids that are in it, but somehow it touches us one way or another. And it definitely touches us commercially.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. I mean, just from my point of view, I'm going to be 30 soon, so I've been out of school for quite some time, but I still view the calendar as if, you know, when summer hits, it's got that vacation-y feel to it because of all the
right.
years I spent in the school system.
Right, exactly. And then if you're 30, probably in 5 years, you may have kids.
Right.
Okay, then you're going to be in the calendar again, even if you think you're outside of it.
Right.
Because you're no longer going to school, your kids will drag you back into it.
Now,
and you'll be in it for another generation.
I had an interesting thought, Dr. Moss, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, of course. But just from our conversation here today, I kind of feel like this, like the school stress kind of maybe prepares the children for things in later life, like, you know, switching a job or changing careers. You know, I feel like these are the same type of stressors that adults deal with when they're going through some changes.
That's very true. And as a matter of fact, the kids will participate a lot of times in the stress of the adult's life. For example, if we have a couple that somehow is not getting along well, what we're going to have is we're going to have conflict around times of holiday celebration. because the defense is to put on a good face. The defense right. is to buy presents and stuff like that. To the mythology of the family that prays together stays together. All of that kind of Norman Rockwell imagery about Americana, and you know how we're supposed to rally together. Well, that, the Halloween signals the onset of what I call the seasonal strip, and the seasonal strip is between Halloween and the first of the year. You go through Halloween and then enter into Thanksgiving, and there's a lot of tension. There was a lot of tension, particularly last year, because a lot of people didn't gather together as they had done in the past because there was somebody in the midst of the family gathering that could start a political discussion. And as soon as politics entered the Thanksgiving table in the last year, we got a significant amount of stress. People actually avoided going home to avoid getting into a discussion about Trump.
Wow. That's how... I mean,
that's pretty powerful.
Absolutely.
Pretty powerful.
Absolutely.
So we go through Thanksgiving, and then we've got this period of time where Christmas comes along, and a huge emphasis on family gatherings and happiness and all the kinds of feelings that go along customarily with this custom of Christmas. And some people don't experience it at all. It's worse for them, particularly if there's been a death in the family that, and this is the first Christmas that death has been recognized in
right.
some way.
That's unbelievable.
So we go into Christmas with a lot of false expectations, a lot of deception.
Now, Dr. Moss, I have to ask you before we have to end the show, what made you want to do this for a living?
I made the decision to become a priest when I was 11 years old, an Episcopal priest.
Wow.
And then so and I went straight through. I went through college and then through seminary. And then
right.
I decided it was time for me to get a PhD in psychology. So I went on because I'm involved in a very active kind of ministry. I'm a psychotherapist, but I'm ordained. That doesn't mean I proselytize people. It doesn't mean I'm out there, you know, trying to get people to join the Episcopal Church. I'm trying to get people to re-examine their lives in times of stress.
Right. Which is what a psychotherapist is supposed to do, right? Absolutely.
Exactly. Psychotherapy literally means the cure of souls.
Really? I had no idea.
Right. And therapist is not doctor. It means nurse.
Wow.
So what I'm up to is basically helping people to help themselves.
Which is the goal here, isn't it? Because, I mean, after
exactly.
all, you can't get help unless you want to help yourself, right? I mean, you can go to as many therapy sessions as you'd like, but if you're not willing to make these changes, then nothing's going to come of it.
That's true. And that's an important insight. And it's a very good point to end on because it takes us back to the beginning and
I agree.
The whole focus of this year, education. Psychotherapy is re-education of the self. It is not an exclusive activity to discuss problems. There are promises that people have that are just as powerful as the problems that they contend with.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Dr. David Moss throwing a little knowledge on us this morning. Dr. Moss, before we let you go, do you have a Facebook page or a website? Where can people find your practice?
In Atlanta, Georgia.
wonderful.
Right. And I enjoyed talking with you. I hope that your listeners have a good beginning of this academic year.
Wonderful. Well, Dr. David Moss, again, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it and wish you the best of luck.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.